我们今天早上要跟弟兄姊妹交通。
And this morning we can have a fellowship.
我们要跟弟兄姊妹从《使徒行传》第八章来看神全备的福音。
And we're going to have a fellowship through Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传是一部教会的历史书。
For the book of Acts is a history of the church.
也称为圣灵的行传。
It is also called the action of the Spirit.
五旬节以后，使徒就得着能力。
And after the Pentecost, the apostles received the power.
就为这一位复活的耶稣做见证。
And after that, they have become testimony of our Savior Jesus Christ.
我们一直到今天，我们都是复活耶稣的见证人。
And yet, until this day, we are still the living testimony of our God.
因为复活耶稣基督已经在我们每一个人的身上行了。
Because this resurrected Christ has shown his power through us.
就是我们接受这位复活耶稣做我们的救主。
Is that how we have received and proclaimed that he is our Savior?
我们看到使徒行传一开始。
And in the book of Acts in the beginning,
主就把这传福音的大使命托付给门徒。
That God has already given us the task of preaching the gospel.
使徒行传第一章第八节说道。
In the books of Acts chapter 1:8, it says,
他说但圣灵降临在你们的身上。
It says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come unto you.
你们就必得着能力。
And you have received this power.
并要在耶路撒冷犹太全地。
And you shall be my witness both in Jerusalem and in all Judea.
和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
And Samaria and even to the remotest part of the world.
2000年以来，所有的圣徒都在传这老旧的福音。
And throughout these 2000 years, all the believers have been preaching this old story.
传耶稣爱罪人。
That the old story of how God loves the people.
我们传扬耶稣的馨香之气。
To proclaim the sense of Jesus Christ.
我们的教会是要传和平的福音。
And our church is to proclaim this gospel of harmony.
我们凡有人之地，我们必传此消息。
For wherever there's people, we preach them the story.
我们一起来看几节的圣经节，从在我们的程序单上面，我们一起来读第一段跟第二段的圣经节。
So let's go into our program and read a couple of verses from the Bible.
我们第一段是使徒八章四节。
The first one we're going to read is in the book of Acts, chapter 8:4.
我们一起来读。那些
Therefore, those who had been scattered went about preaching the word.
八章十四节。
8:14.
使徒
Now when the apostles in
Jerusalem
heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent them Peter and John.
往那里去。八章第五节。
8:5.Philip went down to the city of Samaria and began proclaiming Christ to them. 6. The crowds were with one accord were giving attention to what was said by Philip as they heard and saw the signs which he was performing.
福音的话就是神的话。
The work of the gospel is the work of God.
因为我们的神就是道。
Because our God is the word.
约翰福音第一章第一节说到。
In John 1:1, it says,
太初有道,
In the beginning was the Word.
道与神同在,
and the Word was with God.
这道就是神,
and the Word was God.
第八章说到当时教会受到大的逼迫。
So in chapter 8, we see how the church was under heavy persecution.
我们看到当时犹太人的宗教和罗马的政权。
And how we see that the Roman Empire and the people of Judea,
他们所有的力量都要想把福音消灭。
And they focus all their power so that they could destroy the gospel.
那些分散的门徒们。
So now the apostles are scattered.
他们不怕危险，到处去传讲。
And they were not afraid of fear in any of the danger.
他们传讲神的话。
And they preached the word of God.
他们传讲神的道。
And they preached the word of God.
神的话是有能力的。
Because they believe that the word of God has power.
他们将神的道往外传，传到耶路撒冷。
And they are willing to spread the word until they reach Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷是犹太人的圣城。
For Jerusalem is the holy city.
主耶稣在地上的时候，他也受到犹太人的逼迫。
And just like how when Jesus Christ was on this world, he was being persecuted as well.
他们怎么样害耶稣
？And how the people were persecuting Christ?
他们也怎么样逼迫的这些使徒
and, at the same way, they're using the same method to persecute the church. For they are pointing to the Christians and point them as extreme cults. And furthermore, they believe that the Christians were sent to destroy the religion. So now we see that how the believers is now in Samaria. And how over there, how so many people now believe and come into the name of the Lord. So here, we see the church in Jerusalem. And now they send apostles Peter and John to Samaria. And this purpose of them going there is to become a testimony of how the Gentiles got saved. The Gentiles were saved, it is because it is through God and from faith. And now we also see how Philip has arrived in Samaria. And in Samaria, he preached the gospel. And we know that Philip was mentioned in chapter 6.
他曾经是七个, 他是一个执事,
and how he is a deacon.
他是七个管饭食当中的一个,
he is one of the seven deacons that is in charge of serving the food.
他也是一个传福音的使者,
but yet he is also a messenger of the word.
我们看到当时的撒玛利亚, 他们有两种的人,
and here we see that there were two types of people in the land of Samaria.
他们有一半是犹太人,
half of them were a Jew.
有一半是外邦人,
and then half of them were Gentiles.
犹太人跟外邦人是他们从来不往来的,
and we see that there were these two groups has always been separated.
在祖前, 八世纪的时候,
so now in the 8th century before Christ,
我们知道祖前八世纪,
and how in the 8th century BC, Assyrians conquered the Northland. And they set its capital in Samaria. And also now the Gentiles were introduced into Samaria. And how interracial marriage was common.
巴比伦呢, 在六世纪，主前六世纪的时候,
and now moving on in the 6th century BC,
他征服了南国,
Babylon conquered the Southland,
他把他的首都设在耶路撒冷,
and he set his capital in Jerusalem.
这些巴比伦把这些犹太人掳了一些到巴比伦去,
and how the Babylon brought some of the people to the Jerusalem as well.
他们还是坚持要当犹太人,
but now at that time they want to be separated.
他们不跟他们外邦人通婚,
and how the Jews and the Gentiles were not allowed to marry.
所以当这些犹太人他们回来的时候，从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷的时候,
and now how the Jews is now returned from Babylon to Jerusalem,
这些撒玛利亚人他们要帮助他,
and how the Samaritans need to help them.
但是这些犹太人他们都拒绝了,
but however, the Jews, they refused to be helped by the Gentiles,
因为他们的种族不纯正,
because the Jews thought that they were the pure blood,
以至于他们之间都不相往来,
so that between these two groups of people, there was never any communication.
在刚刚我们读过的这个八章六节曾经说到,
but now in chapter 8, 6, we see this.
他说众人听见了又看见腓力所行的神迹,
it said the crowds with one accord were giving attention to what was said by Philip,
就同心合意听从他的话,
and as they heard and saw the signs that he was performing.
我们知道从五旬节以后, 这些门徒都被圣灵充满,
and now,
得到能力,
remember that after the Pentecost, they have received the power from the Holy Spirit.
从第一章, 第二章, 我们也看到他们从120个人, 到3000人, 到5000人,
and how we see from chapter 1 and chapter 2, how they have become from 125 to 3000 to 5000.
我们以后的圣徒听到这样的，看到这样的经节的时候, 我们都非常的受激励,
and how as believers now, after seeing the works in the book of Acts, how we can be encouraged.
因为那时候主天天把人数天天加给他们,
because at that time, God has increased their numbers by days.
他们也经历了主的救恩,
and how every day they have received and experienced His grace.
彼得讲道的时候也令人能够扎心,
and when Peter preaches, he penetrates and takes root. So now today, if we look back at our own church, and how over the years we have been weak, and we see that we have not seen much fruit from our preaching of the gospel. And how we truly long for the number 200 or 300 of people among us. How there was one sister from a different church told me her experience.
她说他们的教会一年有两次的受浸。
And she said there is two baptism ceremony in a year for in her church.
一次是在复活节。
One is on the Easter.
一次是在感恩节。
And the second time would take place in Thanksgiving.
他在复活节的时候，他们有五百多个人受浸。
And in the baptism ceremony in Easter, they have 500 people that got baptized.
感恩节的时候有1000多个人受浸。
And in the Thanksgiving baptism ceremony, they have 1,000 people that got baptized.
我听到的时候非常的惊讶。
And when I heard this, I was amazed.
因为看到我们自己教会的光景。
And then from comparing to that church, we see our own condition.
但是我们也不要灰心,
but that let us not lose heart.
因为今年下半年主已经把他的意向道路赐了给我们。
Because on this second half of the year, we received this vision.
这个意向就是要传福音。
The vision of preaching his gospel.
我们也看到各个小组已经在福音的工作上一直在努力。
And now if we look around in our small groups, we see that we have gospel friends coming along.
我们也盼望在今年的年底我们会看到福音的果效在我们的当中。
So I hope that by the end of this year, we could reap the fruit of the gospel preaching.
在使徒的时代,福音已经开始广传。
So in the ages of the Acts, the gospel is being preached.
他们从耶路撒冷犹太全地,
it's being spread from Jerusalem into the land of Judea,
到撒玛利亚,
to Samaria.
他们从一个村庄到一个村庄,
how it passes from one village to a different village.
他们从一个国家到一个国家来传,
from one country to another.
他们使徒领受了圣灵,
for the apostles, the spirit that they have received. Now they have attained the power to do the miracles and the signs. So the apostles were in this one condition at that time. For now they have accepted the testimony of God. And how they have now used the words of God to become their daily life. And how they have used the word of God to now become his work. So here we see how people are in one accord. What does it mean to be in one accord? Because in this body, we are all members in the body. And together, there are interconnections between every one of us. But externally, even though we look like we are in one accord, inside of us, we might not be in harmony. Maybe in the beginning, on the outside we look okay, but inside not really. But indeed, this is the condition that the enemy could attack us.
我们没有能力来对付。
And it is something that we are powerless to defend. And if we let it hidden inside our heart, then internally we are not in one accord.
在工作上我们也不同心。
And maybe through our service, we're not in one accord.
你做你的,
for you will be doing your part of the service, and I'll be doing mine.
你做的我不去干涉,
whatever you do, I don't pay attention to, and whatever I do, you don't pay attention to.
这就是我们的光景。
And maybe that is what we are now.
如果我们今天真实的领受圣灵的见证,
so today, if we truly receive the testimony of the Spirit,
我们的光景不应该是这样的。
We should not be like this.
我们的关系, 我们的工作,
our fellowship and our service has to be in one.
否则今天教会会落到一个什么样的光景?
Otherwise, what would our church become?
我们的教会就会落到一个维持一个局面的光景。
And our church would fall to be only something on the surface.
什么叫做维持局面呢?
So what does it mean to only be on a surface?
就是维持现况。
It's just like a place where you're stuck in one place and not going forward.
我们所有的工作都跟以前一样，没有什么改变。
And whatever we do is the same thing that we have done before. It's not changing.
所有的工作都是差不多。
And all the work that we do is alike.
所以我们要对这样的情形，我们里面有一个不满。
So I ask that internally you would want to do different.
我们要对这种情形，我们里面有一个大的负担。
That no longer that we'll have this burden and no longer will we be stuck.
有时候我们甚至觉得我们好像自己比别人像样一点哈。
Or maybe sometimes you think that you are slightly better than the person next to you.
我们自己里面的感觉良好。
Maybe you feel great.
所以我们在我们的里面没有一个不满足，一个不满的情形在我们的里面。
So maybe in you are very satisfied of where we are.
所以我们必须求圣灵回到我们的当中。
So here we should ask that the Spirit to come upon us.
点燃我们里面对传福音的负担。
To spark us so that we will preach the gospel.
求圣灵给我们一个力量。
So we will ask the Spirit to give us His
power. 所以同心合意对教会来讲是何等的重要。
So to be in one accord is very important for the church.
我们知道今天一个家里面。
For we know that now in a family.
夫妻之间。
Within a relationship.
甚至于跟儿女之间。
And even if it's a relationship between you and your children.
若是没有同心合意的话。
If there is no harmony or one accord within them.
一定有问题发生。
Then there will sure be conflicts.
也一定会不和谐的在当中。
And there will definitely be disharmony.
我们在看到使徒的时代。
So here, in the ages of the apostles.
当时使徒时代多次提到他们同心合意。
And throughout the books of Acts, we have seen with one accord many, many times.
因为他们同心合意祷告。
They would go and pray with one accord.
他们同心合意擘饼。
They would break bread with one accord.
他们也同心合意传扬基督。
And they would preach the gospel with one accord.
所以同心合意才能够兴旺福音。
It is important.That to be in one accord in order to spread the gospel.
同心合意才能够兴旺教会。
Because it is only with one accord that we could prosper in church.
才能够一起祷告，将天上的祝福带下。
And then it is through one accord that we could pray and receive the blessing from heaven.
我们在看到腓力他那时候在撒玛利亚传福音。
And here we see how Philip preaches the gospel in Samaria.
它是一个教会一个重要的一个时刻。
And that is a crucial moment in the church history.
因为众人听到腓力所行的神迹奇事都很惊奇。
Because the crowds are hearing Philip's preaching, they're all amazed.
因为腓力把基督带给人。
Because Philip has brought them Christ.
腓力把医治带给撒玛利亚人。
And Philip has brought forth his healing.
他也把撒玛利亚从来没有知道的喜乐带给他们。
And he has now also brought together this joy the Samaritans has never experienced before.
所以我们看到撒玛利亚，他信了腓力所传的神国的道。
So here we see the Samaritans receive and accepted the gospel of Christ.
耶稣基督的名。
And they have also now received the name of Christ.
他们就得着拯救。
And now they have received his salvation.
他们就得着罪就得以赦免。
And so now their sins are forgiven.
他们为什么会得救呢?
So how did the people get saved?
他们为什么会相信基督呢?
And why would they believe in the name of Christ?
原因在于圣灵的感动。
And the reason is because they are touched by the Spirit.
他假如没有圣灵的感动。
And if these people were not touched by the Spirit,
这些撒玛利亚人他不会认为自己是一个罪人。
Then the Samaritans would not recognize that they were only sinners.
他们也不会接受耶稣基督是他们的救主。
So as a result, they would not accept Jesus as their personal Savior.
我们再来看第二，再来读第二段的圣经节，三四两段。
So now let's read more verses from the Bible.
我们从第八章二十五节，对不起，八章第十二节。
8:12.
我们及至他们。
But when they believed Philip preaching the good news about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were being baptized, men and women alike.
两个人到了
15,
他们
who came down and prayed for them that they may receive the Holy Spirit
16,
for he had not yet fallen upon any of them they had simply been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus 17, then they began laying their hands on them and they were receiving the Holy Spirit
我们在 看到这里我们知道使徒们他们一个一个村庄传福音。
And here we see how the apostles go by village to another village.
他们到很多的村庄传福音。
And they go into a lot of different villages to preach the gospel.
证明主的道。
to become a testimony of God's word,
证明主的救恩,
to become a testimony of God's grace.
我们看到腓力到该撒利亚传福音。
And here we see how Philip in going to Samaria.
我们再回头看到腓力是一个跟随圣灵的人。
And here we see how Philip followed the command of the Spirit.
他是对圣灵有敏锐感觉的人。
And he is someone who has a keen sense to what the Spirit said.
他更是一个自己没有选择的人。
And moreover, he would never make his own choice.
这就是征战。
For he is someone who is in a warfare.
今天我们传福音必须要征战。
For today, when we preach the gospel, we go into the same warfare.
我们必须要以空中执政掌权者的征战。
For here, it is a warfare of the sovereignty between God and yourself.
也是撒旦。
And it's also between the sovereignty of Satan.
传福音是要叫人眼睛得开。
Because to preach the gospel is to open up the eyes of the blind.
叫人从黑暗归入光明。
So that people will no longer be in darkness.
叫人从撒旦的权下归向神
to bring the people from the sovereignty of Satan to God
将人的灵魂从撒旦的权下来归给主
and to take away the spirit from Satan and put it into God's hand
这就是征战
this is the warfare
我们从事征战
for we bring in this warfare
我们必须要有装备对不对
in order to win in this warfare we have to be equipped
在旧约约珥书告诉我们
in the book of Joel it says
在末后的时代
at the end of time
神的灵要神要将他的灵赐给凡有血气的
that God will give his spirit to all the people
今天我们传福音最大的拦阻是什么
today what is the biggest obstacle for us preaching the gospel
第一个是罪
The first one is our sin.
第二个就是自己。
And the second is ourself.
罪是很可怕的。
For sins is fearful.
但是最难的对付的就是我们的自己。
But yet the greatest obstacle is ourselves.
我们看到再回头看到旧约。
So now if we look back into the Old Testament,
旧约有三卷的书信。
There's three books.
三卷书信讲到挪有三卷书信是拿鸿书
The book of Nahum
哈巴谷书
The book of Habakkuk
还有俄巴底亚书
And the book of Obadiah
这三卷书信说到雅各家有三个仇敌
And three books tell us the three different enemies of the household of Jacob
拿鸿书的雅各家的仇敌是亚述
In the book of Nahum, the enemy of Jacob is the king of Assyria.
哈巴谷书讲到雅各家的仇敌是巴比伦。
And in the book of Habakkuk, Jacob's enemy is Babylon.
俄巴底亚书讲到雅各家的仇敌是以东。
And in the book of Obadiah, Jacob's enemy is Edom.
所以雅各家的三个仇敌，一个是亚述，一个是巴比伦。一个是以东
and through these three enemies Assyria, Babylon and Edom
以东是以扫的后裔
and Edom is a descendant of Esau
那以扫又是谁呢
and who is Esau
以扫就是雅各最亲戚最近的亲属
Esau is indeed the closest relative to Jacob
他们是双胞胎
because they were twins
他们是从同一个母腹生出来的
and how Jacob and Esau came from the same womb
所以我们今天看到基督一个基督徒里面
So here we see that as a Christian
我们也有三个仇敌
We also have three enemies as well
第一个是罪恶
The first one is the sins
第二个是世界
And our second enemy is the world
第三个就是自己
And the third enemy is ourselves
自己就是讲到肉体
And ourselves, I mean our flesh
罪恶是很可怕的
For we know that sins is indeed very fearful
世界也很可怕
And so is the world
但是还有一个自己比罪恶比世界更为可怕
But yet there is a more fierce enemy who is worse than sins and the world
因为我们的肉体是跟我们最亲近的
Because our flesh is the closest to our blood
我们看到以扫跟雅各的相争
And how we see that there is a battle between Esau and Jacob
我们就知道肉体的可怕
And that's indeed what we have to face in our flesh
我们再看到今天的情形
And today let's look at ourselves
我们今天看到国与国相争
Today we see wars between countries
我们也看到在社会上政治上也好社会上也好都在相争
And in the political world or in the physical world, there's always conflict.
国与国相争, 他们是用武力相争,
and if a country has a conflict with each other, they go into war.
在政治上, 社会上, 他们是用口舌来相争,
and then if there is a conflict between the politicians, they use the mouth to fight.
但是今天教会有没有相争呢?
So today, is there conflict among in our church?
我们没有用武力相争,
for if we have a conflict, we will not get into physical altercation. Or maybe we won't even go into the argument of mouth. But now internally, we may have discord.
我们争到最后,你不舒服,
so at the end, we come into this conflict and competition that I want you to lose.
这种情形在我们里面,
and if this is in your heart, it is hard for us to overcome.
所以才会产生我们的搭配服饰有问题的发生。
So and then this is indeed the root cause of how we have disharmony in our service.
因此我们必须求圣灵降下能力在我们的当中。
So yes, we have to ask for the Spirit to give us His power.
因为圣灵降下的能力是一个得胜的能力。
Because if we have His power, it is the overcoming power.
胜过我们的自己。
An overcoming power that makes us overcome ourselves.
胜过我们的肉体,
to overcome our own flesh.
还能够叫主的见证从我们里面能够彰显出来,
so that we could become His testimony from inside and out.
我们再来看下面的圣经节,
so now let's go on further to the Bible verses.
在第五段这边, 第四段, 第四段, 我们读八章二十五节
8:25 So when they had solemnly testified and spoken the word of the Lord, they started back to Jerusalem and were preaching the gospel to many villages of the Samaritans.
好,我们再继续往下第五段的圣经节 我们弟兄读一节,姊妹读一节 弟兄从八章三十节开始
30-35 Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet, and said, Do you understand what you are reading? And he said, Well, how could I, unless someone guides me? And he invited Philip to come out and sit with him. Now the passage of scripture which he was reading was this, He was led as a sheep to slaughter, and as a lamb before its shears is silent, so he does not open his mouth. In humiliation, his judgment was taken away. Who will relate these generations? For his life is removed from the earth. The eunuch answered Philip and said, Please tell me, of whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or of someone else? Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from this scripture, he preached Jesus to him.
Okay, 我们弟兄姊妹都很熟悉的圣经节
And then I hope that it is a passage that everyone is
这一段讲到是他是第一位信而得救的外邦人
For this eunuch is the first Gentile that believed and got saved
这位埃提阿伯的太监他是一个做官的人
And this eunuch was someone who was in power
他是远邦的外邦人
And he is a Gentile from afar
就是在今天的以索比亚
It is from the place of Ethiopia
今年的夏令会的时候，我们也听到圣何塞的教会，他们今年要做更大的事。
And in this year's summer conference from the San Jose Church, we know that they are to do a greater thing.
他们就是要到这伊索比亚去传福音。
For they are sending someone to go to Ethiopia to preach the gospel.
这个国家是非洲最古老的基督教国家。
For Ethiopia is the oldest country in the land of Africa that received Christianity.
我们看到这个人他身居高官
Here we see this eunuch was someone who was in great power
又是处在很遥远的地方
And also he is from a land afar
但是我们看到这个人他是寻找神的人
But here we can see that he is someone who is seeking God
有两件事情可以证明
And through two things we could see that he is a seeker
第一个他远离那遥远的非洲
First he came from a land from Utopia afar
他要到耶路撒冷的圣殿里面
And he wants to go all the way to the holy temple to praise God.
第二个是他在读经的当中，盼望能够寻找到神。
And the second thing was that he was reading the words of the Lord to seek him.
但是他都没有寻找到。
But at that time, he was not successful.
他好像觉得很突然, 都没有,什么都是突然,
and he thought that he was spending his time in vain because he couldn't get anything.
但是他寻找神的心, 却蒙神的悦纳,
but yet, indeed, we see that the heart that he's seeking is now accepted by God.
正当他扫兴而要回去的时候,
and when on the way home, when he was losing heart,
他一无所获的时候,
and when he was going back,
神就叫他得着,
God wanted him to receive.
他以为他可以在圣殿当中,
and he thought he would receive God by being in the holy temple.
但是没有想到他是却是在他要回去他国家的这个旷野,
And he would never thought that it is on his way home in the wilderness that he would see the message of God. Maybe he thought that he would receive God in the words when he was reading. But never did he think that it is outside of the words through the mouth of Philip that he would receive the gospel.
感谢神他是借着这位太监圣灵的感动他去读那一段经节。
So praise the Lord that eunuch is touched by the Spirit so that he would open up the passage to this passage.
那一段经节就是以赛亚书53章。
And it is indeed the book of Isaiah chapter 53.
他讲到耶稣基督福音的事情。
And in Isaiah chapter 53, it talks about the gospel of Christ.
但是他自己看却不明白。
But reading by himself, he did not understand.
因为他没有福音的启示。
Because he did not have a revelation from the gospel.
后来我们也看到神的灵感动腓力。
Then later on, we see how on the other hand, the Spirit also touched Philip.
神的灵感动腓力来向 这位太监解释经节,
how the Spirit touched Philip, and Philip went to explain and guide this eunuch.
腓力一解释他就明白了,
and all of a sudden, after Philip explained, the eunuch understood.
腓力跟太监传的福音是圣灵的引导, 圣灵要他去跟这位太监解释那一段福音。
And how Philip got to the eunuch is simply by the touching of the Spirit and the guiding of the Spirit.
今天我们要传福音也要圣灵的引导。
So today, when we go out and preach the gospel, we need the same touching by the Spirit.
我们要圣灵在我们当中引导, 我们要去邀请怎么样的福音朋友。
We need the Spirit to guide us so that we will know how to bring friends into the church.
我们要跟这些福音朋友们讲什么样的话。
And what should we preach to these gospel friends?
都需要圣灵在我们的里面做引导。
Indeed, everything needs to be guided by the Spirit.
穆迪弟兄有一次在一个地方
布道。 And there was one time Brother Moody was telling this message.
会后有一个人到他的面前来。
And after the meeting, someone approached him.
穆迪弟兄就有圣灵的引导。
And then at that time, a Brother Moody was touched by the Spirit.
他问那个人说,你有平安吗?
And he asked the person, do you have peace?
那个人就很生气。
And that person was angry.
他说,我有平安。
And he said, yes, I have peace.
穆迪弟兄跟他讲,他说,我的神说,恶人没有平安。
Then Brother Moody said, someone who is the wicked will not have peace.
那个人就回家了。
So that person turned and went home.
圣灵就用穆迪的话在他的里面做工。
And now this person is now being touched by the Spirit through the words of Brother Moody.
他的里面就越觉得越没有平安。
And then the more he thought about it, the less peaceful he became.
第二天他就跑到
And then, so the next day, he had to come back and talk to Brother Moody again.
他跟穆迪弟兄说,昨天我跟你讲的,说我里面有平安,是撒谎的。
And he talked to Brother Moody and said, indeed, when I was telling you that I was peaceful, I was lying.
回家以后,我里面深深觉得我里面并没有平安。
Now, when I got home, I truly understood that I was not in peace at all.
穆迪弟兄就带他认识主和主的救恩。
So Brother Moody brought him and spread the gospel to him.
其实第一天穆迪弟兄跟他讲的并不是一个很老套的话。
So maybe whatever Brother Moody said to him was and just an old saying.
乃是圣灵指示他的话。
But indeed, it was something that the Spirit guided him to say.
因为神的话是活泼有能力的。
Because we know that whatever the God tells you, His word is living.
神的话能够焚烧。
And His word has the power to burn.
能够融化。
And it has the power to melt.
能够征服,
and it also has the power to conquer and overcome.
神的话就像两刃的利剑,
God's words is like a two-bladed sword. It could penetrate.
更像雨雪从天而降, 滋润地土,
and just like how the rain would fall onto the dry land.
从不返回,
and it would penetrate. It would never come back.
今天我们传福音需要有福音的灵。
So today, when we preach the gospel, we have to have the spirit.
什么是福音的灵呢?
What is this spirit of the gospel?
就说我们的里面的灵呢, 蛮有福音的负担。
And it is the spirit is when you have the burden of preaching the gospel.
有福音的负担才成为我们里面的能力。
And now, if you have this burden, then it would actually become your strength.
我们看到当时的使徒为什么什么都不顾，什么都不怕。
And at that time, in the book of Acts, we see how the apostles were not feared of anything at all.
他们只顾传福音,
and the only thing that they care about is to spread the word.
只怕人沉沦,
and the only thing that they were afraid of is that people fallen.
我们后来看到使徒保罗,
and later on, we see how the apostle Paul,
他当时在雅典的时候,
and when he was in the land of Athens,
看到那个大臣满了偶像,
he saw that the whole city was filled with idols.
保罗的心里就着急,
and then Paul is now troubled.
他就在会堂,
and now he come into the congregation.
他就在街道上,
and then on the street he started preaching the gospel.
这就是福音的负担,
for this is the urgencies of preaching the gospel.
这也就是福音的能力,
and this is the burden and also the strength.
我们再来看最后一段,
so now let's go on to one more verses, a couple more verses.
我们一起来读,
read together.
第八章36节,
chapter 8, 36 through 38.
二人正,
as they went along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, water, what prevents me from being baptized?
37.
And Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. 38. And he ordered the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip as well as the eunuch, and he baptized him.
这一段讲到这位太监说, 我信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And here we see the eunuch proclaim that I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
他就要腓力来为他施洗。
And now he asked to Philip to baptize him.
在这里我们看到腓力向这位太监传水浸。
So here we see how Philip introduced the eunuch to the baptism of water.
而且特别强调水浸。
And here especially is just a baptism of water.
前面几章的圣经里面,
but here, in the passages just prior to this,
他们传福音的时候, 很多人受浸,
we see that a lot of people, when they were baptized,
他们也后来使徒按手在他们的身上, 他们就受了圣灵,
but not yet until later on, they will receive the Spirit from the apostle laying of their hands.
所以水浸跟灵浸都是,
so here, we see the two different baptism of water and of the Spirit.
水浸是讲到, 与主同时同埋葬,
the baptism of water is to die, to bury, and reborn with Christ.
与主合而为一,
to be with one, as one.
而临近是要使我们的生命得着能力,
but the baptism of the Spirit is to receive the actual power and strength in our daily life.
与主联合的一个实际,
it is the reality of abiding with the Lord.
所以两者都是很重要的,
so both of them are equally important.
旧约说到以色列人,
in the Old Testament, it talks about the people of Judea.
他们从云里, 从水里都受了浸,
how the people at that time were baptized in the water and also in the crowd.
他讲到灵里就是指那灵,
when it talked about in the Spirit, it is the Holy Spirit.
而水里就是水,
and in the water is in the water.
所以今天我们知道水浸跟灵浸都是我们所需要的,
so today we have to understand that we need both the baptism of water and of the Spirit.
然而今天最重要的是, 教会要传福音,
and more importantly, and most importantly, it is the importance of preaching the gospel.
主耶稣曾经说, 你们要去使万民做我的门徒,
because Jesus has said that you have to go out and make all the people my people.
我们需要求圣灵降临在我们的当中,
so we have to ask the Spirit to come upon us. So that we may receive this burden and the strength. So that with one accord, we could preach the gospel. And I have faith that God will increase us in our numbers. So now at the end, I'm going to finish up with three more Bible verses. Philippians 1:5. In view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now.
第二处是零前九章十七节
And then 1 Corinthians 9:17 For if I do this voluntarily, I have a reward, but if against my will, I have a stewardship entrusted to me.
最后一处是在约翰福音十章三十六节
Lastly, John 4:36 Already he who reaps is receiving wages and is gathering fruits for life eternal, so that he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. So today we see how crucial it is in the gospel.
因为主耶稣在地上所做的工作就是要传福音。
Because the work that Jesus Christ has done is to spread the word.
因为我们教会是一个传福音的教会。
And yes, indeed our church is the place to preach the gospel.
也是圣灵同在的教会。
And moreover, it is a place where spirits could dwell with us.
我们过去软弱已经很长久了。
And yes, we have been weak for so long.
我们自从夏令会回来了以后,
But now coming back from the summer conference,
我们看到主的工作,
We see how God is now working in every one of us. And we see how we have a group now in Cerritos. And how now the group of peace is now big enough that we could separate it into two separate groups.
我们也看到很多弟兄姊妹都把一些福音朋友
And how we see that brothers and sisters start bringing in the friends to listen to the gospel. And I have faith that God will do His work among us. So let us be willing to do His work. Just like how the three verses that we have just read. He says, if I do this voluntarily, I will have a reward.
在四节,约翰福音四节说到,收割的人得工价。
And here it also says, already who reaps is receiving wages.
积蓄五谷到永生,
and is gathering fruit for life eternal.
叫撒种和收割的一同快乐,
so that he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together.
福音是神的大能,
For the gospel is the power of God.
要救一切相信的,
and it is to save all the ones who believe.
愿神祝福我们 St. Gilbert教会所做的一切的福音工作。
So I hope that God will put His blessings in all the gospel work that we do.
神也赐给我们能力,
and that God will also give us His power.
相信福音的工作在我们当中,
So through faith, we know that we will prosper. So now let's sing Psalm 649.